Requesting episode number 1. Today is the 11th of June 2020, and I'm your host, Brian. Thanks for joining us. Let's get to it with today's topic, Vision Quest. Brian Baker is brought to you by PodBot. Let's face it, buddy. Your content is not the best thing since sliced bread. I mean, all things considered, you make pretty good content. But not a whole lot of people want to take the time out of their day to concentrate on reading your latest political rant or narcissistic personal story. Don't take this the wrong way. Your content is good. But it's not good like a fancy meal in an expensive restaurant. Your content is good like a cheeseburger and soda at a drive-thru. Yes, we consume it. Sometimes there is nothing better around and sometimes we're just bored. Whatever the case may be, we all consume that greasy drive-thru cheeseburger every once in a while because it's fast and convenient. So make your content fast and convenient as well. Help serve your audience with an easy-to-consume audio version of your content. Visit podbot.ai today and convert your written content into a full-length, natural-sounding cheeseburger. I mean natural podcast. Convert your written content into an easy-to-consume podcast. For the Native American rite of passage, see Vision Quest. For other uses, see Vision Quest disambiguation. Interior cafeteria scenes were filmed at Ferris High School on Spokane's South Hill. See also references. Although Vision Quest sticks pretty close to that outline, it is a movie with some nice surprises, mostly because it takes the time to create some interesting characters. The movie's hero, Loudon Swain, is probably the closest thing to a standard movie character, but Matthew Modine plays him with such an ingratiating freshness that he makes the character quirky and interesting, almost in spite of the script. The other people in the movie are all real originals. It sounds like this one isn't too much for me as I'm just going through my usual motions. The story itself doesn't seem so good, I mean really, though. But how about you? Loudon even makes Brian Shute aware of his intentions to wrestle him. In the final moments, Loudon pins Shute and realizes his vision quest. There are many benefits to embarking on a vision quest, and setting your intention is a great starting point. I hope you enjoy this journey. I am happy with what we have done for our group at NTCG in North America. We were able to make it happen, but without being successful due not to any other plans or responsibilities that would be taken seriously by us as well. The story will take place during Flex XEYORA 201516, where all three players from both sides participate together. Welcome back, said Kia's friend KQya when she joined Team Liquid last year. We had some really good experiences before. Based on the novel by author Terry Davis, Vision Quest has stood the test of time among wrestling fans. Featured in this three-part series are the book's author Terry Davis, Frank Jasper, who played the role of Shute, and Matthew Modine, who played the role of Loudon Swain. It was nominated for an American Book Award in 1981. The American Book Awards were renamed the National Book Awards in 1987 and was named one of the best YA novels by Allen. The Doble artificial vision system feeds images from a digital camera to a belt-mounted signal processor. From the belt-mounted signal processor, the Doble artificial vision system sends the images through the skull and into the visual cortex. The techs move to action. To use this technology on an ordinary human brain, you can imagine being in your hand. But it's not just about finding something that works for them. We're also trying new ways of thinking outside our normal everyday lives. We've tried putting more people back together, said Kefka Zellman at the Future Foundation, a non-profit organization dedicated primarily by NASA. But there are some things humans do better than us. They think their eyes will be brighter when viewed with real-time sensors or cameras. This has been Vision Questing, Episode 1. Thank you for joining us. If you enjoyed this content, please follow us on social media. See you next time. PodBot. Let's face it, buddy. Your content is not the best thing since sliced bread. I mean, all things considered, you make pretty good content. But not a whole lot of people want to take the time out of their day to concentrate on reading your latest political rant or narcissistic personal story. Don't take this the wrong way. Your content is good. But it's not good like a fancy meal in an expensive restaurant. Your content is good like a cheeseburger and soda at a drive-thru. Yes, we consume it. Sometimes there is nothing better around and sometimes we're just bored. Whatever the case may be, we all consume that greasy drive-thru cheeseburger every once in a while because it's fast and convenient. So make your content fast and convenient as well. Help serve your audience with an easy-to-consume audio version of your content. Visit podbot.ai today and convert your written content into a full-length, natural-sounding cheeseburger. I mean natural podcast. Convert your written content into an easy-to-consume podcast.